another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host, and today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and I just want to take this opportunity to welcome all of my listeners from all over the world. My goodness, from the UK, from London. I know those two are really closely related, or they might be the same, but the UK, London, from Ireland, from Asia, from Hong Kong, from South America, from Canada. Some of my listeners down in Brazil and Central America. I just want to welcome you tonight, and I know that if you've joined me tonight that the Spirit of God has really attracted you here. Your prayers are going to be answered. All of those areas in your life that you've been feeling a little frustrated about, possibly you know that you know your life should be on a higher level, or you just want to go to next level living, well, this show is for you. So grateful and thankful once again that you've joined me tonight. Well, it has been a great week for me, a busy week, and you know, I noticed this morning that fall is slowly creeping into the Atlanta area. I walked this morning and it was 69 degrees, and we haven't seen that number in quite a while, and it was so beautiful. And I'm really excited about the fall because that is my favorite time of the year. And you know, the interesting thing about fall is that there's a shifting that takes place in the universe. You know, the leaves change colors and people go back to school. The children are back in school. People go back to college. So there seems to be like a seriousness that happens in the fall. So we're going to be shifting today, and I am going to be teaching. Well, how have you been? I know that you've been doing well from your wonderful emails, and while I'm thinking about it, please email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to hear from you, love to hear how this show is changing your life. Also, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, just Constance Arnold. I think my handle is CLArnold11. So you can follow me on Twitter. I tweet very empowering and interesting tweets almost two or three times a day. All right, well, today I'm going to be teaching, but before we do, I'm going to strongly encourage you once again to go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take advantage of all of the tools. If you're not ready for coaching, then purchase my book. I've had so many of you purchase my book and email me and say, why did it take me so long? So you can go right to my book, Secrets of Success. It's 20 years worth of my experience in working with over 10,000 clients. It will help you identify your past, find out where you are now, and help you to create the life of your dreams. Somebody told me the other day, said, Constance, you're always talking about part one, but part two is my most favorite part, and part two deals with taking a look at the incompletes in your life. What's in your life right now that's holding you back? What incompletes are in your life? What are the things that you have not confronted? And like I said, it's a workbook, and it will really get you to thinking, and it will move you from where you are, because remember, if you want something different, you've got to do something different. Also, would love to come to your organization and speak. Just, I think, 2 weeks ago, I spoke at Girlfriends Pray, and it was women from all over the world who prayed, and it was a very powerful experience for me. Would love to come to your organization and speak. I would customize my speech just to make your particular event a powerful success. So email me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com, and we're going to go to these quick commercials, and I will be right back.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com. You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
I am thrilled to announce our presenters on our upcoming Cruise of a Lifetime on December 13th to the Mayan Ruins. The phenomenal Lee Harris is flying in from the UK to give us channeled information right in Tulum. And shaman Stefan Wills, flying in from Spain, will be doing incredible meditations and emotional clearing work. We have one of the most dynamic speakers and self-development experts, Constance Arnold, coming in to help us release the past. And hugely popular astrologer Gene Wiley flying in as well, telling us what the stars mean in 2013. All designed to give you incredible insight and advice on how to create the best in 2013. So come aboard our high energy trip. Time is of the essence, so sign up today to get the best rates, best cabins, and best cabin mates. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
Okay. I got a little sip of tea there. Today I'm going to be taking my time. You know how I am, don't you? I'm going to be talking about how to command your day or command your morning and begin taking control of your morning and begin ruling your day. Another way that I might say that might be how to begin to use decrees and declarations, spiritual decrees and declarations, to begin your day and begin manifesting more success and prosperity in your life. And of course, I'm going to have to give credit to Dr. Cindy Trim, who is the author of Commanding Your Morning, Unleashing the Power of God in Your Life. But for my purposes on the show today, I'm going to be shedding some light on why is it that there are some things in your life that just have not moved. Have you asked yourself that question? Or why is it that I haven't been manifesting more? Or why is it that I still don't have enough money? Or why is it that I'm still struggling? Somebody sent me an email last week and said, I'm still broke. And what I emailed them back was, well, one reason that you're still broke is because you're saying that. Or why is it, Constance, that I don't have love in my life? I see my friends and everybody is in love and I'm in my 50s. And why don't I have love? Well, today I'm going to be answering those questions. And, you know, this is how God works with me with the show. Normally, whenever I teach, God is working that principle in my life. And so I guess about 3 weeks ago, I really began reading Dr. Trim's book, and I was thinking about it, and God just really began dealing with me. And when I say that, I don't mean that I heard a voice, But when I say that, what I'm saying is that it was just something in my spirit where I began to just take a look at. I felt drawn to studying this subject more. And so this has been working in my own life, and even though I've been implementing it in my life for years, just over the last 2 weeks, I've really been implementing this principle. I've been more cognizant and aware of this principle, and it's just begun to drop down in my spirit, so I'm going to be sharing it with you today. Are you ready? So I'm going to be talking about how to begin to command your day and rule your life with powerful declarations, prosperity declarations and decrees, success declarations, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, I did have one show where I talked about 100 prosperity declaration, but this is a lot different. So let me lay the groundwork. This is how it's going to work. The first part of the show, I'm going to be laying the groundwork, and the second part of the show, I'm going to actually be speaking out the decrees and the declarations that you can begin to use in your life. Okay, the secret is out, and I'm not talking about the secret, but everything in the universe begins with and revolves around two things. Guess what they are? Words and thoughts. Of course, you knew that. These two things are the creative substance that molds and shapes your destiny and your life. So what does that mean? That means that if you are not watching your words and if you're not watching what you think, then those two aspects, those two principles are going to radically shape, mold, and change your life. So your thoughts, intentions, motivations, aspirations, whether you hold them on the inside and don't really share it with anybody, or where you openly declare to your friends, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make $100,000 this year, or I'm going to lose 100 pounds. However you do it, sooner or later, it will reveal itself on the outside. So what I'm saying is there is a power in your words and thoughts. You've heard me say that about declaring and decreeing today. And you heard me say that the word has creative power. And it really, your spoken words illustrate the spiritual law of incubation and manifestation. Now, when you incubate something, what does that mean? You're holding it on the inside. It's like you're pregnant. And you may not see it on the outside for a while, but your spoken words illustrate the spiritual law of incubation and manifestation. And I'm going to be talking about later on how every word that you've ever spoken is still in the atmosphere. And you determine how much power you're going to give that. I say that you can always walk in a room and you can tell if two people have been arguing or not. Why? Because those words still feel, still penetrate, still permeate the atmosphere. And you can walk in there and you can say, wow, something has been going on here. I can feel it. So there is power in our thoughts and words. You've heard me say that again and again. So these two principles that I'm going to be focusing in on today are divine thoughts and inspired words to begin to command your day and rule your life. You don't want your day just taking control of your life and your thoughts just all over the place. You want to control and take authority over those thoughts. So whatever you choose to accomplish will hinge on how you choose to govern what comes out of your mouth. Whatever you allow to occupy your mind and your mouth will either bless you or it will curse you. It will either bring more abundance in your life or it will bring more failure, sadness, and despair. And so, you know, it just very interesting enough, let me share a story with you. I remember I was working with a client, and she didn't have enough money. And I told her to begin to change her words, because she was always saying, "Constance, I just don't have enough money," or "There's just not enough," and "It's hard," and "I'm a single mom." And, you know, I've shared in other shows that you really need to change your story. And so because what we're talking about, that you command your morning and you rule your life by your words, she began to change her words. We had to talk on unlimited supply, there's more than enough. And at first she did not believe it, but that's okay, because when you are speaking truth, eventually it will come to pass. You may not believe in the law of electricity, but it's truth. So as long as you walk across the room and turn on the light, guess what? You will be using the law of electricity. So whatever occupies your mind determines what eventually will be showcased in your life. So what is showing up in your life right now? You've got to take a look at that. What's showing up with money? What's showing up with your health? What's showing up with your children, etc.? So your thoughts create a magnetic field around you, and your words provide a spiritual homing device that attracts either positive people, things, and experiences, or negative things, people, and experience. And so it's kind of like there's an aura around you, and it's invisible, but I believe that when you walk into a Starbucks, like I did the other morning, and I walked into Starbucks, and I was just minding my own business, and this man turned around. He said, "Have you had your coffee? Have you paid for your coffee yet?" I said, "No." He said, "I want to do that for you." He pulled out a $100 bill, and I said to myself, that's because I'm vibrating. My aura is one of abundance, and so you have this magnetic, invisible feel around you. So I'm setting the foundation for these wonderful decrees and declarations. So you need to aspire to have life-affirming thoughts. You need to begin to speak light into those dark areas of your life. You know, in the Bible, it talked about, in Genesis 1, it talks about how the earth was void and without form, and there was darkness. And it's so interesting. It said that the Spirit was hovering over this darkness. The Spirit of God was hovering over this void. But it was only when God said, "Let there be light," that the earth, light came into the earth, and guess what? It began to form. And so what about the darkness and the empty places in your life? Why not begin to speak light in those areas and change it? You know, if you come into a dark room and you turn on the light, guess what? Darkness is dispelled. It is gone. Why? Because light is a powerful force. So begin, we're going to begin today sending light into your situation. So that difficult financial situation, send light. The sickness that you've been feeling this week, send light. All the empty places, just imagine like it's a blank canvas for you to paint it with the light of your words. Isn't that wonderful? So your life is a blank canvas, and you can just start speaking those words and painting whatever you want to in your life. I think it's so wonderful that God gave us that power, that dominion to create our own lives. And so I'm laying down the foundation of how you can begin to command your life with your thoughts and words. You know, we've all heard it said, as a man thinketh, so are you. So you are the sum total of your thoughts. Think about that. You are the sum total of your thoughts. Every circumstance in your life can be changed for the best. The moment you begin to change what you think, your life will begin to shift. You're going to see that later on. So if your life is going to change, you must begin thinking for a change. Wow, I love that. You've got to begin thinking for a change. If you want more health, you've got to begin thinking more health. I didn't even say do anything. Tony Robbins talks about massive action. And I believe in taking massive action, but I believe that the first place that massive action takes place is in your thinking. You are only one thought away from changing your life. I know Dr. Cindy Trim, whose book I'm referring to tonight, she talked about how last year she gained 40 pounds, and she kept saying, I've got to lose weight. I've got to lose weight. I've gained 40 pounds. I need to exercise. And so she said this year that the Spirit just led her to get a size 7 jeans, and put it, I guess, in her closet where she could look at it, or maybe on her door. And she said she just began to change her thinking. That's a size 7, thinking I will wear a size 7. And she said just this week, because what, you must begin thinking for a change. Over 6 months, she's down to a size 10. So that's just a prime example of you must begin thinking for a change. So that means if you want to create wealth, start thinking about wealth, thinking about health. Start telling stories about health and wealth. Remember, I said that you need to change the story that you've been telling. We are not victims. We are victorious. We can take charge of our thinking and what we are believing. So your ever-present thought is a significant building block in determining the quality of your future. I always say that at this very moment, you are creating your future. So if I say I'm going to have a great day today, I'm happy, I'm excited about what God's going to do, there are unlimited possibilities and probabilities. If I say that, if I just say that and begin thinking that, things are going to begin to happen in my life. And so if you want your life to be different, you must begin with thinking different. This is so easy to do, one thought at a time. All right, if you want more love, start thinking, I'm going to have love in my life. I'm going to be more loving. Just begin thinking. And neurologically, when you think differently, you get the momentum, you get the creativity, you get the oomph to begin moving in that direction. You know, Henry David Thoreau says, go confidently in the direction of your dreams with your thinking. Now, he didn't say go confidently in the direction of your dreams, what you're doing, but just begin to think it as you think the doing will come. Next one is think and speak beyond where you are right now. Do not let your current circumstances take you captive. How many prisoners do I have out there? Think and speak beyond where you are right now. You have to think progressive thoughts. So you got to take the limits off of your mind. Where are you now? Have you been thinking beyond that? Have you been thinking beyond your current financial situation? You know, I know in my own life personally, when I didn't have any money, I didn't know how, but I just always knew that it was not the will of God for me to be struggling financially. I knew something is wrong with this. And I would begin to think beyond where I was. I remember I would go to the Ritz-Carlton and have some tea, which was probably about $10. And I didn't really have that much money because I was struggling. I had a poverty mentality. But I wanted to be in that atmosphere, so I would think about, okay, one day I'm going to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, I'm going to have this kind of tea, I looked at the menu, I asked them to show me the food menu, because I knew one day I was going to stay there. What was I doing? I was thinking beyond where I was, okay? And even in the Bible, it talks about how Israel limited God because of unbelief. The children of Israel could not see themselves outside of slavery. And even when they were delivered, they said, we want to go back. And so begin to think beyond where you are right now. Why is that important? Because the spoken word is so powerful. So consciously choosing your words is like putting together a right combination of brick and mortar. You know, if you're building a house, that's what you're building. So your words can begin to multiply things. Remember in the Bible where Jesus had, I think it was 7 loaves and 7 fish, and this little boy brought it to him. And he spoke to that, and he multiplied it, and he fed thousands, tens of thousands. So you can multiply what's in your life, because God is the God of multiplication, by what you are saying and thinking. And the words, you know, the words that you speak are very powerful. The Bible talks about how we're made in the image and likeness of God. What did God do? God spoke this world into existence. You can speak your world into existence. You can begin thinking your world into existence. You know, I love this scripture. It says, you shall also declare a thing. What's a thing? A thing is whatever your thing is. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Isn't that interesting? It said that you shall declare that, or once you begin to speak something, it will be established or begin manifestation, and then light, you will begin to see how. You will begin to observe how you can complete or manifest that thing that you are declaring. So I want you to sit down, put on your seatbelt, because I'm getting ready to say something powerful. The whole universe is waiting for you to give it instructions. Wow. The whole universe is waiting for you to give it instructions. So I tweeted that the other day, and I got so many responses from that because it's very powerful. So even in the midst of what might be a very difficult situation in your life, you need to keep speaking. You need to keep thinking. Even though you may say, man, I have never been in this situation before, or I've never been struggling like this, you need to what? You need to keep thinking. You need to keep saying, because guess what? The whole universe is waiting for you to give it instructions. So your life is not only a sum total of what you've been thinking, but it's a sum total of what you've been saying. So words, as I said earlier, release into the atmosphere. They don't disappear or dissipate. They have power. They have presence. They have prophetic implications, and they're just like hanging around in your room, hanging around in your car. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Gas prices. Don't discuss gas prices, because when you do, that puts fear in you. What you need to do every time you fill up your car or put $20 in your car, thank you, God, that I have the money to put in this car. Thank you, God, that I have the money to put in this car. All righty. Let's see where we're going to go from here. So I think I've laid a pretty good foundation that words create a magnetic force that pulls the manifestation into the universe. And it's just awaiting for you to think and speak. So what are we doing? We are aligning our thoughts and our words with what God has for us. Wow. We are aligning our thoughts and our words with what God has already has for us. All right, so now, how can I, Constance, how can I begin to order my day? The word command means to instruct, dictate, to give orders to decree, to control, to demand. So how can I begin to do that? I'm just going to say, when you first get up in the morning, before I start the decrees, you need to make a decision as to what you're going to do. I know when I first wake up, normally I'm like, I've got to do this. I need to check my iPad. I know if I check my iPad, that's it for me. If I check my iPhone, that's it. So I have made a deliberate decision that I am going to give God the first part of my day, or have my hour of power. And I'm going, no matter what I'm feeling or no matter what's going on in my life, I'm going to order my day by spending some time declaring and decreeing some things. All righty. So God is a God of order. If you look at God, the sun comes. If you look at the universe, rather, the sun comes up in the morning and it goes down in the evening. So what we're doing is we're putting order in your life. We're putting some solid foundations in your life that will begin to bring manifestations. All right? So here we go. I'm going to do 100. I don't know what it is with me with 100, but I'm just liking 100. So pray with me that I get through. These are 100 decrees that you can begin to use. Now, these are just examples. You can use something differently. You don't have to use these to command your day. You ready? Today, I command my day to fully cooperate with the plans that God has purposed for me. God has plans for you. So you get up and you say that out loud. Today is the dawning of a new day. My season of frustration and failure is over, hallelujah, and I walk in a season of success and prosperity. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Isn't that awesome? I decree and declare that a new day is dawning for my life, job or business, for my finances, for my relationships, and for my health. Now, you've just declared that a new day is dawning. That means that all of the old things, what? Have to pass away. Today, I love this one. Today, I download success, prosperity, health, wealth, vision, direction, creativity, spirituality, business, peace, and resourcefulness for my day. Now, what would happen to your life? You got to remember that God is downloading stuff to you. You're receiving downloads all day long, whether it's from television or YouTube or the computer. Why not decide what you are going to download every day by speaking and thinking? Number 5, I have a fresh excitement. 6, I have a fresh mind. 7, I have a new zeal. What are we doing? We're declaring and decreeing. I synchronize my life with God, your perfect will, agenda, and calendar. Number 9, teach me your ways so that I may know how to conduct my affairs in the most discerning, expeditiously, and physically wise manner. What would happen if you prayed that prayer or if you declared that every day? The ways of the universe and the ways of God would begin to come into your life. Open my eyes to cutting-edge technologies, methodologies, tactics, and strategies that can aid me in doing your will. You know, sometimes it's just one thing that you don't know. I know in my life, even in business, I'm always having Sabrina, my assistant, to help me to find out what are the new cutting-edge technologies that are going on. All right, number 11, let the Holy Spirit and His wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, and prophetic insight be upon me today. 12, grant me the ability to hear clearly as you give me insight, witty ideas, and creative inventions. And that is a powerful declaration, because when you declare that every day in your life, God will begin to give you insight. Have you ever seen something on TV and you're like, man, I thought of that before, but you didn't do anything. And all you need is one idea to what change your life. 13, open my ears to the symphonic movement of the Spirit. 14, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me into all truth. Order my steps according to your words and your original plan and purpose for my life. 15, I speak peace into my life, relationships, my workplace, my ministry, and my business. 17, I'm not going to read the numbers. I'm just going to read them. Everything that is misaligned, I command now to come into divine alignment. Just your words, just your speaking that will begin to align what God has already preordained for you. Next, I have the mind of Christ and therefore seek things above and not beneath. That means that your thinking is more in the spiritual realm than your circumstances. Next, I ascend into new realms of power and authority and access new dimensions of divine revelation. Next, I walk in divine timing. I possess a kingdom paradigm which grants me new ways of thinking, new ways of working, and new ways of living. What would happen to your life if you would declare, "Today I have new ways of thinking, new ways of working, and new ways of living"? Next, new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity will replace old cycles of failures, poverty, and death in my life. I just dropped my book. So new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity will replace old cycles of failure, poverty, and death in my life. And so death is thinking negatively. Death is fear. Death is I can't do this. Death is it costs too much money. Death is I won't ever get out of this place. All right? I now have a new refresh, cutting edge kingdom mentality. So what are we doing? We are declaring or talking about some declarations and decrees, because God said if you would declare and decree a thing, whatever your thing is, that thing will be established and light will shine in your life. That's powerful. All right, next, I'm going to read a series. I am overtaken with blessings. I'm blessed to achieve national prominence. I'm blessed in my city. I'm blessed to achieve fruitfulness in all areas. Blessed in daily provisions. Blessed in daily activities. Blessed with victory. Blessed as an entrepreneur. I'm blessed socially. Blessed financially, economically, blessed commercially, blessed relationally, blessed interpersonally, I'm blessed behaviorally, I'm blessed psychologically, I'm blessed emotionally, I'm blessed spiritually, I am blessed biochemically, I am blessed neurologically, I am blessed systematically, I am blessed cellularly. I got that out. I am blessed hormonally. I need that one. How many of you ladies really need to be blessed hormonally? I am blessed culturally. I am blessed globally. I am blessed educationally. I am blessed technologically. What would happen in your life if you would just get up every day and decree and declare what I have just spoken to you? Isn't that awesome that I am blessed? So what you have to do in order to command your mornings and rule your day, or I call it commanding your mornings and ruling your life, that you will begin to call those things into your life, all the things that I just said. I'm blessed hormonally. I'm blessed financially. You could say that while you are driving to work. Begin to say that. Begin to believe that. And the more you say it, the more you speak it into the universe, guess what? Those are the things that will begin to come into your life. So that is how you begin to command your morning or command your day. You might say, "Constance, I am too busy in the morning." And I'm going to say to you that if you're too busy, you're too busy. Because you need to take the time every day in order to begin to implement success principles in your life. And this is one way to do it. All right, are we ready? Next, I declare that there are no substitutes, no holdups, no setbacks, or no delays. My prosperity, my success comes now. I am excited. My spirit is ignited. I walk in favor with God and man. And you know, if you're walking in favor with God and man, all kinds of things are going to happen for you. I am a success-oriented individual, and everything I touch turns to prophetic gold. Why prophetic gold? Because really when you are declaring and decreeing every morning, you're actually prophesying into your own life. I am a successful business owner and entrepreneur who provides good jobs for others. Today I am blessed. There is no lack. All of my needs are met. I am out of debt, and I have more than enough to give over and above all of my needs. What would happen if you would say that instead of saying, man, I am broke? Can you see where we're going here? All right, we're declaring and decreeing. I am healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease is far from me. I have buying power on my dollar. I live in prosperity. And that's especially for my people who may live in third world countries or other countries where your money or your money exchange is not very high. Begin to confess that. I confess that I only progress. I experience no setbacks, and I live a life filled with success. I will persist until I succeed. I walk in dominion and authority. My life is characterized by victory. You know, and so instead of being a victim, once again, because when you're in the victim mode, you're vibrating that, and you attract more of that into your life. Next, the blessings of the Lord makes me rich, and I am daily loaded with benefits. I love the next one. My home is a haven of peace. And your home should be. Your home should be your place of creativity. I know I have an office, and then I have an office in my home. And when I come downstairs, I really want that to be a place of what? Creativity. I do my work as unto God with diligence and in the spirit of excellence. God gives me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as to how to do my work more effectively, professionally, and accurately. You know, if you're in a really difficult job or your job is very demanding, begin decreeing and declaring that every day, and man, you will see amazing results in your life. All right, relationships will come to me that are assigned to enhance my life, my work, my personal life, and my ministry for this season. I call forth every individual and resource assigned to me in the fulfillment of my kingdom assignment during this season. You know, I just love that one, that you're calling forth every individual, those of you who are involved in entrepreneurship or you're trying to put a project together, you cannot do that alone. So what do? You call forth every individual and resource assigned to me in the fulfillment of my kingdom assignment during this season. And this, I love this one. I attract only the things, thoughts, people, and resources suitable to undergird and facilitate God's original plan and purpose for my life. Let me read that again. I attract only the things, thoughts, people, and resources suitable to undergird and facilitate God's plan, original plan, and purpose for my life. Man, that gets me excited just declaring that. I am favored by all who meet me, know me, work with me, and have any kind of formal or informal relationship with me. God, thank you that you're teaching me how to improve my productivity or work smarter and more efficiently. I always function with an outstanding attitude and produce superior work. God, thank you that you empower me to make positive and significant deposits in other people's lives. You know, I say that every day. God, I thank you that I'm changing lives globally. sometimes when I'm walking, I'll say, right now, people are listening to me and their lives are being changed. I've had people say, Constance, I go to bed sleeping with you. One lady said, I listen to you when I'm going to sleep. And my husband said, I'm so tired of listening to Constance. You know, I understand where he's coming from. And ladies, if you're married, you do have to use wisdom with that. But what would happen? Can you see how you can begin to command your morning? Take charge of your morning. Not just be a victim. Not just let any circumstance just rule your mind, rule your thinking, rule your talking. All right? I seek divine opportunities and occasions to help others to succeed. I maximize my potential and move boldly toward my destiny. This is one of my, I think this is my favorite one. Let favor, well wishes, and ambassadorial courtesies, kindness, and support be extended to me by all who are assigned to me and interact with me. And what's favor? Favor just means you didn't deserve it. It's just the unmerited privileges. People would give you special attention. You would get special gifts. And ambassadorial courtesies, what is that? You know, when an ambassador, let's just say if we have an ambassador from the U.S. who is going to live in Africa, he lives at the embassy, and he probably lives better than the people in the country. So he is going representing the U.S., so that means that he will wear certain clothes, he will have certain rights and privileges. So let favor, well wishes, ambassadorial courtesies, kindness, and support be extended to me by all who are assigned to me and interact with me. And, you know, even just somebody being kind to you, like the guy who bought me the coffee this week, he didn't have to do that. That was just a very kind gesture. Next, I do not procrastinate. I act now without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. I'm going to read that one again because I believe that some of you out there have been putting off things that you should be doing now. I do not procrastinate. I act now without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. What would happen in your life if you will begin to command that in your life every day? I excel in all things, all times, at all times, with all people, under every circumstance. I'm going to read that again. I excel in all things, at all times, with all people, under every circumstance. You know, man, if you just said one thing like that, that would be just great. I am fruitful. That means that whatever you put your hands to is fruitful. I have to get wealth. I am, you know, the whole I am, you know, whenever you attach I am to something, that means that you are manifesting that. That's who you are. I am adaptable and flexible and make needed adjustments. All of you guys out there, ladies out there, who, you know, you're very rigid, you need to change that. That's one way to do it. I am in the perfect place for God to bless me. My relationships are fruitful and mutually beneficial. I love this one. Everything about me is changing for the best. Let me say that again. Everything about me is changing for the best. I am healthy and physically fit. Instead of saying, oh, honey, I can't walk anywhere. Oh, I get out of breath just going up the steps. No. That's not what we're saying or decreeing in our lives. Because the more you say that, you remember, life and death is in your tongue. People said, I need more money. Your money is in your mouth. You need to begin declaring and decreeing what you want. Commanding your morning, taking authority over your morning. If you can't do this in the morning, maybe you can do it in the evening. I'm just using morning as a time to really set order. Okay, my mind is fortified and resolute instead of saying, you know, I'm just forgetful these days. I can't remember anything. All right, my emotions are sound and stable. I've heard women say, well, you know, every month my emotions are just all over the place. Stop saying that. Start declaring, my emotions are sound and stable. My faith is steadfast and unfaltering. God will bless the works of my hands. All right, what are we talking about? We're talking about how you can begin to change your life. And I said at the beginning that there are two powerful principles, which are your words and your thoughts, that really will begin to shift and change your life. And you are where you are because of what you've been saying, thinking, believing, etc. And so really, there is no outside person. It's you. You've got to make a decision. I am going to take control of my life. I am no longer going to live like this. I know that I should have next level living. This is a powerful time in my life. And I'm just going to go to the next level. All right. Put your seatbelt on because this is the last decrees that I'm going to read, and they are very powerful. Every day you need to get up and declare and decree, Almighty God, bless the works of my hands and provide work opportunities, provide advancements, raises and bonuses, wisdom and knowledge. How many of you, if you had more wisdom and knowledge about something, you would be rich? Understanding, assets, investment strategies, God provide benefits and promotions, overtime, new customers and clients, visions and dreams, God provide multi-million dollar ideas, invention and strategies, writing abilities, bestsellers and classics or ebooks, theological insight. God provide innovative goods and world-class services, sales and commissions, those of you who are in sales. God provide favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and dividends, multiple streams of income, profits and bonuses, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, unexpected financial blessings, wealth transfers, royalties, real estate, secret riches and hidden treasures, favor with my creditors. God provide increased income, bills paid, debts canceled, supernatural increase and supply. Synergistic relationships. God provide divine help, divine networks, quantum progress, accelerated growth and development. God provides ways of living, new ways to work, strategic positioning, unexpected gifts, wonderful surprises, condominiums and contracts. God provide automobiles, debt-free living, self-sustaining cash flow, money management skills, time management skills, mind management skills, leadership skills. God provide effective communication skills, negotiation skills, crisis management skills, change management skills, resource management skills, trailblazing skills. That's powerful. What would happen in your life if you would just begin to declare and decree just the last declarations that I talked about? I talked about raises and bonuses. So every day you said, God, I declare and decree that raises and bonuses that you're providing, that visions and dreams, those of you who are entrepreneurs, do you need more customers? God, I provide more customers and clients. Writing abilities, maybe some of you are writing an e-book. Do you know how many people have become wealthy just by selling their e-book online? It might be maybe 20 or 25 pages. And you said that online people can purchase it, download it, read it, and there you go. So you need to declare that. unexpected financial blessings. Just this week, I had one lady ask me for my address, and she sent me tithe money. She said, "Constance, you are the person who is feeding my soul every week, so I'm tithing 10% to you." Now, that was a surprise to me. All right, I want to reiterate the quantum progress. You're decreeing quantum progress. What does that mean? Let me slow down. That means that maybe what other people went through, steps 1 through 10, that God will supernaturally put a special anointing on your product, and you will progress rapidly, expeditiously, quickly. So begin to declare and decree that. And so can you see that this has been so powerful? And, you know, and this is such a powerful concept that you can begin to command your morning, command your life, order your life. You can begin to say, no more down days for me. I refuse to be jerked around by my circumstances. I refuse to live daily by what's not in my life. I'm going to begin to look beyond where I am, and I'm going to begin to think about, and I'm going to begin to declare what I want. Because remember that your thoughts and your intentions and your motivations sooner or later will reveal itself. And so I want you focusing in all week on how can I begin to focus on divine thoughts and inspired words. How can I begin to occupy my mind and my mouth with what I want? You need to really monitor what you're saying, and when you find yourself saying and thinking negative thoughts, you need to stop that and say to yourself, nope, I'm not going to do that. Because remember, I said at the beginning of the show that your thoughts create a magnetic field around your life, and they exist there and live there. And so right now, some of you have in the ether of your life, in the atmosphere of your life, you have all of these little thoughts and words just hanging over your head. Begin to activate those positive thoughts by saying some of the decrees and affirmations that I've shared. All right, well, this has been so wonderful. Wow, I hope your life has changed. I know it has. Well, this is Constance Arnold. I'm going to encourage you to go to the LOA Radio Network and look at all of the wonderful new hosts that we have. We have some great hosts and some great shows, and you've got to go on the cruise with me. I'm getting excited. Guess what? I'm even buying some of my clothes that I'm going to wear on the cruise now, because winter is approaching and we will be traveling during December. So I'm thinking about it, and I'm looking at bathing suits and all of that. And since I've been walking and running, I'm going to be looking so fine on the beaches in Mexico in my bathing suit. If you've never been, this is a time for you to invest in yourself, to be with like-minded people and begin to change your life. All right, well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. Visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show, guess what? I love you, God loves you, and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.